We would like to speak to you about the end of apologies. And there is a good reason for this. Because in being taught as women what is appropriate, what is compassionate, what is the right thing to do, what is the right choice to make, we are also taught to demolish our own worth. And so here we are looking for the right line. And the line is one that we will definitely have to establish ourselves. And what we mean by the right line is we do not throw out compassion. We do not throw out what is honorable. We do not throw out what is polite or kind. But what we throw out is the apologies that have attached to those things. And we shall take a couple of them to help you see how to remain your best self, operate in a moral way that you approve of, but not to sacrifice your own worth as you do it. So it is interesting because we are thinking what we need here is a primer for women. Enough of you are teachers to know what that means. So what it would look like is, what is kind with power? And that would be the name of the primer, kindness with power. So someone is in need, and you are drawn to their need, and you are kind to them. But on the other end of that, there are two possibilities, three actually. One is your kindness is not appreciated, but it is taken. Your kindness is so good, more of it is wanted. Your kindness is taken, and you will always be resented for it. So there we have the primer on kindness. Now, how are we going to do this without weakening who we are as women, as individuals? How shall we do that? The first thing is honor that you are drawn to kindness to someone else. You are drawn to that. That is fine, because that is a part of who you are. But it means that you must remain conscious. Let's see, perhaps we should all get buttons that say that. In all of this, we must remain conscious. So, we extend the kindness. The kindness is accepted, but there's some undercover of some resentment, perhaps, of the kindness. We extend the kindness, and we consciously see what has happened. And we complete the energy circle, which is to say, I am enough. I have responded to this kindness, and it is enough. The second, we extend the kindness, and the hunger for kindness continues to speak or pull or loudly pull on our own energy. And we are conscious of that. And we say, I have extended this kindness. I am enough. This is enough. And we complete the circle. And the third way, which is, I have extended the kindness. You have taken it, but you will always hate me for extending it. And we say, I have extended the kindness, and I am enough, and it is enough. The consciousness keeps you forever keeping the circle complete with what you are doing. It keeps you in respect for your own energy. And it keeps you out of the position of being manipulated by someone who is not full in themselves, not appropriate in themselves. Now, we will mention the fourth kind, of course, which is you extend a kindness, the kindness is appreciated, and the kindness is either returned to you or you see it being returned to others in that person's life. That is a beautiful thing. But even there, I have extended the kindness has been received, and the kindness is continuing to grow in the world. So you see, in the kindness primer, the thing we must always be is conscious. Now, what is the counter teaching to that? The counter teaching to that is, if you are able to extend yourself indefinitely, you should, because you have enough energy to do that. So there should be no end to the output of your energy. And there is the situation where women are mistaught about kindness. Kindness, and let's see, we want to say this in a way that you can hold. Kindness is not solving someone else's problem. Kindness is an act of love extended to fuel that person to solve the problem themselves. Now, if we can begin to hold that, then we can take this one aspect of what we have been taught, and we can begin to make ourselves strong. We can begin to be free. We can begin to keep for ourselves without judgment, without ever hearing again, "You should have done more." But to keep that consciousness alive and in ourselves, then we are beginning to learn the power of that balanced kindness that does not make us guilty, that does not make us less than, that does not make us smaller. It is a beautiful primer for women. We will be publishing more of these primers in future lessons, but we thought we would begin with this one tonight because there is such a lot of kindness and generosity in this room. And we want to be very sure that you know how to use it in the best and most healed way in your life. So we will take a few moments and we will speak about this together as we call your angels to send healing to you all. Simply take a moment, please, and breathe in green. And orange. And gold. We shall talk. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Thank you. bring up a clearing energy from the earth. And let the clearing energy wash away fear in all of your centers. Feel it come up and wash away fear in your root. Wash away fear about creating your life. Feel it move up and wash away guilt and shame. Feel it rise and wash away any emotions that you may be holding that cause you confusion or pain, or even if it is an emotion that simply does not serve you. Feel the cleansing energy roll over the heart center, washing away old pain and grief, washing away doubt, restoring your knowledge that in your heart is the sacred pattern for your life. Feel the washing energy come up and into your throat, and let it wash away any blockage around communication. Feel the cleansing energy rise and wash away any doubt you have about the power of your own ability to discern, to see far, to know truly. And feel the energy wash up through your body and out through your crown. And open you to the energy of the universe. Feel a golden light above you, warm and bright and full of healing, full of wisdom and nurturing and love. And feel that energy wash into your crown to make you open to abundance, into your third eye to make you remember who you really are and the powers that you really hold. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and make your communication for you, so that what you speak respects who you are and what you need, and the limits that you need to put around anything you encounter. Feel the golden light flow into your heart. And let that golden light heal. Heal any false structure that you may have brought into your own life. Any structure that depletes you or makes you less than who you are. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your solar plexus, clearing out the old and making a place for new joy, new happiness, new lightness and clarity. Let the golden light flow into your second center. Feel the light in the second center restore to you the knowledge of your innate right to cleanse anything that comes through your life without judgment. See the waterfall in the second center. Wash out of your body anything that you do not wish to hold there, any experience that you do not wish to define you. feel the cleansing energy come down to the body and into the root. And let that golden light combine with the cleansing energy to free you from any box you may still be living in. Feel the sun shine into the very root of who you are. Restore your identity. Illuminate your strength. Focus your attention into your heart center. See your heart like a garden, a place that is natural and beautiful, and created to support and protect your energy. Find the water that flows in your heart. Drink from the water to refresh your spirit, your energy, your light. And see that garden growing in its beauty and uniqueness. Your garden, your light, your power, your love. And in the center of your heart, see that there is an altar and there is a gift on the altar. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.